got Rick Perry, who's just been, you know, quite the flirt as of late, you know, making us all think, okay, we saw this report earlier this week about he is going to make his intentions clear this weekend. And I would say everybody in this room probably thought that meant, okay, announcement on Saturday. And he just keeps kind of, you know, moving the dial one more tick toward it. It's really, I think, a really effective way to get everybody really excited about something that might otherwise just be seen as, you know, just your average announcement.
Well, Rick Perry has shown himself for a long time to be the master of just oozing out one more news cycle than anybody else does. And this long tease that he's been going through has been that. And I think, frankly, the proof's in the pudding. He's been successful at it. Without being a candidate for president, he is number two in the polls. I think once he is a candidate, I think the good news for him is that he's going to have an even broader bully pulpit and broader audience. The bad news for him is that he's going to have people attacking him, the other Republican candidates. But so far, I think he's played everything just right.
Yeah. What do you think, Ted?
Well, I think there's no secret that the fact that today is Thursday, there's a GOP debate this evening, and that Governor Perry has obviously stepped on that headline from that debate. And then on Saturday will be the straw poll in Ames, and the governor, given his announcement speech in Charleston, is very likely to step on that headline. So if you're one of the kind of B-team tier of candidates, if you're a Rick Santorum or if you're even a Newt Gingrich, you know, this is your opportunity to try to break through a little bit and grab the headline. And I think that the, quote, non-campaign, if you will, the last 6 to 8 weeks of Governor Perry, where he's been basically rumored to be a candidate but not an official candidate, it's been a pretty effective time for him. We've seen him rise in the polls. We've seen Romney kind of diminish some of his national polling. And we see now that the Governor Perry is in second place. I think the Perry team likes the idea of stomping on headlines, and I think that they think they're having a pretty good week thus far.
Well, let me stay with you for just a second. I mean, to Harold's point about, you know, the fact that he's going to be attacked, you know, down the line, does having that sort of non-campaign going on kind of inoculates you, doesn't you? If you're not really a candidate, then you don't have the other ones in a position where they can't attack you for anything. After Saturday, they can start doing that.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, the Republicans are kind of an unusual lot, and I don't think that they're going to be universally accepting of someone that when they first get in the race, it's just kind of like, well, I'm just going to go after you with both guns blazing. I think the idea they're going to – I think that it's possible you're going to hear at the debate some positive statements about Governor Perry and his record. And then there'll be some kind of, I think, statements a little bit later on, maybe in November, maybe later on this summer. But the very first chapter of this book, I doubt that these candidates will come out swinging. I think it would reflect poorly on them.
What do you think, Harold? I mean, is the only person he really needs to worry about the attacks from at this point, Mitt Romney?
No, I think he's going to have attacks because Romney's going to see him in his rearview mirror, but he's also going to have attacks from below as some of the other ones try to get past him on the way to Romney. Look, and I think this is going to be the most interesting part of this Republican primary because Perry has a very good story to tell at first blush. It's all about the Texas economy. First blush is easy. Second blush is the scrutiny about the details of that. I mean, we have a higher unemployment rate than 24 other states. There's a lot of details that the other Republicans are going to be pointing out to Republican primary voters. Some of that may stick and some of them may not, but I think that's going to be the most interesting thing about this race because if they don't have to attack Perry personally. Mm-hmm. They just have to say what is true about the Texas economy that aren't in Perry's talking points. And if none of that works for him, Katie, bar the door. Perry may well be the nominee.
What do you think, Ted, about the idea that you have all of these things that are those devils living in the details about, you know, the Texas budget, education cuts, and all of those sorts of things, you know, a high number of uninsured people in Texas, all that? Isn't that something that we're going to see more of in a general election? I mean, I can't imagine that Republicans, to a large extent, would be attacking him on a budget which checked the boxes that he wanted, right? He said, make government smaller, keep taxes where they are.
Look, I mean, I think that there are very few times, I think, where this far out from a November election, you can honestly say you understand the landscape. This election is going to be about jobs and the economy. One out of every eight Americans is a Texan. Yet since June of 2009, 40% of all net new jobs have come out of Texas. Now, Harold's going to talk to you about what kind of jobs, but I would submit to you that any—
Are you going
to
do that?
Let's talk about what kind of jobs.
You know, but what I would submit to you is that any kind of job is better than, you know, the governor's going to go tomorrow to Alabama that has a 9.9 unemployment rate. I think we're seeing states, we've seen, you know, the city of Detroit's got almost a 25% unemployment rate. Our nation is hurting. We have a president that I think is not addressing the core issue, which is how to get the economy going. Instead, we see a philosophy of spending more money out of Washington, and Perry has a philosophy that I think contrasts very distinctly with this administration. That is the contrast that Perry wants to define. And I think that these other folks that are out there, and honestly, I think Michelle Bachmann's run kind of an inspired race given the hand she's been dealt. And I think that Romney has got some issues to try to go after core conservative voters just on job creation. In my mind, I think Perry is uniquely positioned to do that. If the question is jobs, Perry can say his candidacy is the answer for the average Republican.
Well, and isn't that probably the overarching point here, Harold, that at the end of the day, this is an election that's going to be litigated on the economy, and who do voters trust to turn the economy around? I mean, if we're not creating, I think the number was 250,000 jobs a month just to keep up with population growth, you know, then President Obama's probably in a lot of trouble.
No, and I don't dispute that at all. Now, there's a lot of ground to cover between now and the time that Perry gets to face Obama. I think there's a serious possibility that Perry could be the nominee. But if he's not the nominee, it will be because when Rick Perry says exactly what Ted DeLisi just said, that one out of eight jobs in the country has been created in Texas, then the other Republicans running for president are going to just as correctly point out that that's fine, but one in every 14 of the unemployed in America lives in Texas, and they're going to try to take that shine off of Perry. And if they're unable to do it, watch out. I think Perry's going to be a very formidable opponent to Obama.